I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. In the early part of the last century, town halls and granges were the social centers of rural communities. Adorning the stages of many of those halls were unique painted curtains created by traveling artists. The curtains languished for years until a Vermont woman took an interest in restoring them. Now she set about cataloging similar curtains in other parts of the country, and VPR's Steve Zind has the story.
And there she is, a little advertising curtain, about 1935.
Stand in front of an old painted curtain like this one at the East Randolph Community Center, and you're carried to another time. It features a painting of a lake, but it's dominated by advertisements for businesses, like a local creamery, a dry goods store, and the Flour, Feed, and Coal Company. Many of the telephone numbers have just three digits.
It's a snapshot of what life was like in rural Vermont in the 1930s. This is how people lived and what they were doing.
Chris Hatzell and her team have restored nearly 200 of these painted curtains in Vermont. The curtains are painted muslin. In their day, they were much less expensive than actual draperies, and they added a stylish touch to the halls and helped hide cluttered stages. The scenes painted on them are often fanciful. Some are of dramatic mountain views.
They're mostly very grand mountains from further west.
Ancient scenes are also popular. Roman chariot racing seems to have captured the imagination of more than one artist. Hatzell says some towns are rich in painted curtains.
Broadbrook Grange down in Guilford has got five wonderful curtains. The front grand drape shows Ben-Hur's chariot race.
Guilford has so many historic curtains because it was the home of one of the most prolific of the painted curtain artists. Charles Henry, who died in 1917, made his living touring the region with his family, performing original plays and painting curtains. Hatzell has removed years of grime and mended the torn muslin of curtains painted by Henry and others. As word of her work has spread, she's heard of more curtains, more than she ever imagined.
12-15 years ago, when we started all this, we thought there might be 25 curtains, if we were lucky. And we kept finding more and more of them, so we kept restoring more and more of them, and word started getting out.
In addition to the Vermont curtains, Hatzell has identified or restored another 300 in New Hampshire and Maine. Photographs of many of them are in her book called Suspended Worlds. Now Hatzell has been awarded a National Endowment for the Arts matching grant to catalog painted curtains in other parts of the country.
In Texas, it turns out they're almost, at least all the ones I know of so far, are in former one-room schoolhouses.
It will take future grants to carry out the process of restoring the painted curtains, but just as she once thought there were only a handful of them in Vermont, she's getting an inkling there are many undiscovered treasures in other parts of the country, too.
This is just amazing to us that these things can still come out of the woodwork and be so grand and so beautiful. That's what's fun.
In coming years, Hatzell hopes to make a project that was once unique to Vermont a nationwide effort to restore and preserve a part of the past. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.